wide receiver open. Michael Vick throws it to his back shoulder, and Derek Cox could do nothing about it.
Coach, let's go through a couple of plays against San Diego, because I thought there was some good design here. This is a touchdown here to Riley Cooper. And really, you're going to have Brent Celek, who's going to back up, and you're going to run just kind of a double post right here.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought in the man-to-man situation right now, I mean, this is really a really well-designed play.
Yeah, we're just trying to isolate. Obviously, we felt like when Jason runs a post in here, he's going to occupy too because it's man-free. So really what we're trying to do is isolate our outside receiver on a corner. Riley does a great job of working for width and then trying to cut it back across his face.
You really have a man-to-man situation here where you're really being spied right there. So they're taking a man out of coverage there in Donald Butler. And I think just the fact that they're spying Mike here and looking at him really allowed them to go man-to-man in this situation.
It is, and it's one of the advantages of having a quarterback that can run is that you have to dedicate somebody on the defense in terms of Butler towards him to take care of him. He's matched up here.
Yep.
If we can get Jason to clear and take the other extra player out, these two players that are supposed to help in man coverage can help in man coverage. So now it's really just a one-on-one on the outside.
He's got a great clean pocket right there. Good job up front by Mathis and Peters and Kelsey, just giving him a flat pocket, clean pocket to have that kind of vision.
It is. And, you know, it's nice when you're a quarterback when you don't have any rush that's coming in your face. And I think the job those guys are doing up front has really helped us.
It's really a clean look here for Mike to put this ball in the back shoulder. The location is everything. It's just low post basketball there in the end zone.
Exactly. We tell them the tighter the coverage, the lower the throw. If it's up high, they have an opportunity to pull the arms away and strip it. But if you put it within the framework of his body, it's really just low post basketball and putting the ball in the right spot.
All right, so let's just take a look at this situation right here, because you really got a lot of things going on. You've got an outside zone fake right here where everybody's stepping, and obviously they're respecting here Shady. So all their eyes right here, everybody's looking into the backfield right now. Meanwhile, as much as you stretched them horizontally, now you're stretching them vertically on this.
It's just a play action pass for us, marrying one of our bigger run plays with a play action. And if you're going to stop what you're doing in the run game, your linebackers have to commit. And obviously both linebackers stepped up, so now there's a void created behind them, and you're getting one of your faster players in behind them.
It's nice when you have an option here, or you take that option, or you like that. I mean, they got behind them most of the day right here.
Well, I think people are trying to crawl up on your receivers because they want to get closer to the line of scrimmage because of the threat of LeSean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where these things go. And if you're running the ball really well with him and guys got to get closer to the line of scrimmage, well, then the shots to take him over the top become a little bit easier for you because they can't defend the run and defend the pass. You know, you're trying to attack people all the time that are in dual conflict.
Right.
You know, they're run defenders in certain gaps because they got to fit up into the front, but they also have to cover deep. And if we find people that are trying to stop our run game and gang up on our run game from a standpoint like the Chargers try to do, then play action has to be a big part of your game plan.
And then to hit Deshaun in stride like that, you get these kind of yards after the catch and even picking up a little block right there.
From Brent, yeah. And again, Mike's been really, really good at the play action stuff. You watch him sit in there. He does a great job. We got a good mesh with LeSean. You get the linebackers to step up, and then obviously it creates a void. And that's where we're trying to throw the football. But normally, this guy's going to roll and get out underneath that route and cover it. But because of the play-action fake, he understands what's going on here, so he steps up on the run. But now wheels. By the time he wheels, Deshaun's already by him.
Gotcha. We've seen a little bit of the offense here, Chip. I just thought there were some great individual hustle plays in this game, barely by two people in particular right here. You got Brandon Boykin right here. And really, Casey Matthews out here, who's rushing the passer from this side, who's going to recover this fumble. But this is a pivotal play in the game. Antonio Gates had a great day, but just an example of never giving up on a play. I mean, you just don't see a lot of these every Sunday in the NFL where a guy comes back and then not just makes a tackle, but violently gets that ball out. For Casey Matthews to come down and recover that ball, those two guys came a long ways to do that.
They did, and we're preaching 4 to 6 seconds of relentless effort. You know, and you start with a guy that is right here at the beginning of the play and ends up recovering the ball inside the 5 yard line. It just tells you the type of effort we're getting from him. Brandon's covering a low shallow crosser here, but when the ball's thrown, it's imperative that all 11 guys turn and run to the football. And when you do, good things happen. And the ball's swinging a little bit there. Brandon sees it, comes down with a nice club strip, which we work on every day in practice. And then the great thing is when you stop it is how many different 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
you get
6,
your nose tackle
7,
back at the ball.
8. You got 8 guys around the football. That's what happens. When you create turnovers like Brandon did and you got guys running to the ball, you're probably going to recover it. Outstanding effort.
Yeah.
Really outstanding effort. And like you said, there's Damon Square. There's our nose guard.
Yeah. That's you don't see a lot of nose tackles getting back 30 yards back to the ball
As our guys continue to get acclimated to our new defensive scheme, the one thing they still can't control is how hard they play, and they're playing hard.